welcome to BrailleBits Lesson 12. I am super excited. It seems like I say that all the time when I introduce a guest, but today I'm very excited. We have with us today Chelsea Page, and she is a TVI. And that to me is incredibly special because she gets to work with our children, our students in school. And she does an incredible job. I hear so many positive things about her. And even yesterday, I had received a phone call from a parent giving kudos to what she's done for her as a parent and her child as well. And I give kudos to you, Chelsea. You have a lot of passion in your heart for kids. And anytime I have a conversation with you, I can just sense it all around you. And I want to thank you for that. And Chelsea, can you tell us a little bit about your love for Braille and who you are?
Absolutely. And thanks for those comments. Without Braille, I would not be where I am today. I started learning Braille at the age of 6 after my mom had to really advocate for it because I could see enough print to have it. Oh, I don't know the font size, but it was huge. It was probably the size of a store sign that I would have to see a letter. Yeah, it was.
Wow, that's pretty big.
And I would go home with headaches because the teachers would say, "Oh, you can see it on the CCTV." Not efficiently. And so, look, I was very blessed to have a advocate for me to start Braille instruction at about 5 years or 6. I knew Braille, but the big piece of this was I could read and write it, but there was a prime component of it missing. I was not taught how to use the slate and stylus until I attended the Louisiana Center for the Blind, their STEP program, Summer Transition and Employment Program, very similar to the LEAP program here. And that's whenever I was first introduced to the slate and stylus. And many people think, oh, well, why do you need to learn that skill? That technology and the Perkins Braille writer and all that has just, we don't need the slate and stylus. To this day, I always have a slate and stylus, a card one in my purse and a regular size one and some paper in my backpack.
And you know what, Chelsea, do you know how many times I've grabbed a pencil or pen today and wrote a quick note to myself?
Well, exactly. I just want to say too that, you know, we are so blessed here in Iowa to have the resources we have and to have the awesome library staff and this program, the BrailleBits program, for parents and educators to really learn Braille and embrace Braille and really show our kids and our students that Braille is beautiful and Braille rocks.
It does rock.
I always tell my students especially when I'm working with younger ones and they're whether it be they're just learning Braille to start out with or maybe they've been using their vision and all of a sudden, you know, I can finally get them to start learning the Braille code. We always start it every lesson with, okay, I'm going to count to three and you're going to say Braille rocks, you know, and we'll do it together and that sort of thing. So it just gets them really excited. Many people think that, okay, with Braille, when you teach a young child Braille, yes, using something such as Mangold or any other tracking sheets is important. Mm-hmm. But once you teach them the fundamental skills, those pre-Braille skills, I don't, as a TVI, I don't teach using a curriculum such as building on patterns. I teach with my younger kids using a method called the natural order of contractions, where it's you take the Dolch words, the list of Dolch words, and their class is reading, I'm just going to say, The Cat in the Hat, just as an example. Okay, we're going to learn the words in The Cat in the Hat and the contractions associated with that so that when the class is reading that, hey, guess what? Our blind kids can be reading that same book. And so that's kind of, and then for older kids, I am currently using Codemaster for my older students, even though, you know, it is a curriculum for adults. I've got students that really do well with that curriculum.
And it is, and not to interrupt you, that, you know, the Codemaster is a great, it is a great program that was born at our agency through our director, Emily, and Helen all work together with that. And it is a wonderful program that teaches the tactile piece of it along with, mm-hmm. you know, the introduction of the contractions. I think similarly to what you're describing. But I do agree. I think that the Codemaster is, they have the light version and then they go into the Codemaster, which is the contractions and stuff. But mm-hmm. yes, I agree completely with you.
So I love it. I love teaching using the Codemaster. So so whenever I teach Braille, I mean, I do all kind of fun activities with them. Muffin tins. I even like to use, the Braille blocks, such as that Orientation Center students make. I'm not sure if Iowa does it here at our Orientation Center, but I know at Louisiana Center for the Blind, where I went, we would have to make Braille blocks as our industrial arts projects, you know, it's like that leads up to our big project. And so anyway, after I got my master's in teaching, I said, you know, I really want to use these with my students. So my stepdad, kudos to him, because he actually went and made me several Braille blocks to give out to my students.
That's great.
And they love them. So I use that. We do Braille Twister, where you take different circles of material. We typically do this with our NFB Bell Academy stuff, but I've done it with my other students as well. Just all kinds of activities. The key to teaching students Braille is getting them excited about it mm-hmm. so that they can realize, okay, yes, I'm learning Braille. Braille is beautiful and it rocks. And that, you know.
Sounds like a t-shirt design right there.
Well,
Braille rocks, you know, and they Braille do is beautiful.
They do have a t-shirt actually that I have and I've actually worn it quite a bit that does say, it says Braille rocks and like, letters that you can actually feel, and they're tactile.
Mm-hmm. Tactile letters.
It's cool. It's not in Simbrail, but it's the print mm-hmm. letters that, you know. But yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. And I think it's so good that parents and paras are learning Braille. Quite honestly, after I attended training and went to Louisiana Tech University to get my Master's of Arts in Teaching Special Education with emphasis in teaching students with visual impairments, one of the requirements that they require their graduates to do is they have to be able to pass the National Certification in Unified English Braille exam. And I think that's awesome. I mean, because how can you teach something that you barely know? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't show that you're efficient in it. So that's one of the many parts about the program that I attended I love. But and so I feel like, you know, if parents and paras are going through Braille bits and just really embracing these lessons – and they just embrace the resources, the library, the, you know, and like I said before, Iowa, we are very blessed in the fact that we have all the awesome resources that we have. And thank you all for providing what you provide.
I thank you so much for sharing all this with us. That muffin tin activity is such a fun activity. Do you do tennis balls with your muffin tins?
I do tennis balls or ping pong balls, or really it just kind of depends on what I have available.
That's cool. I love that. Are you ready, Chelsea, to help me with lesson 12?
Absolutely.
Great. I I love lesson 12, and it talks about the lower group signs for BB, CC, FF, GG, EA, and the double letter signs and EA sign. What I'm going to do, Chelsea, is I'm going to tell you what the two letters are, the two lower groups, the lower group sign, and if you could let our listeners know the dot formations, that would be super. And if you have any advice, any fun way to remember any of this, this is the time we would welcome that too. So here goes.
Absolutely.
B, B.
Dots 2, 3.
C, C.
Dots 2, 5.
F, F.
Dots 2, 3, 5.
G, G.
Dots 2, 3, 5, 6.
B, A.
Dot 2.
Correct. Do you have any suggestions on what we should remember when we apply or use these different called sandwich contractions?
When using these contractions, they absolutely have to go in the middle of a word. Mm-hmm. So take the word C. If you put the letter S and a dot 2, okay, if I look at that, I'm not going to see C. I'm going to see so, comma.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's right.
And so you really have to watch making sure that you put those in the middle of a word, because the same kind of thing could go with stuff. You can't use the FF sign because it would look like stew with an exclamation at the end.
That's right. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Chelsea. That's a great example. That's a great example. Yeah. So that is why, you know, that it's, you have to have these in the middle, and mm-hmm. I just always have these in the middle. These are just great. And I have enjoyed you being here today, Chelsea, and you have been tremendously helpful in getting the word across and the point crossed about Braille and your story. And I love it when people share their stories about when they're younger and growing up, and a lot of it is so similar in so many ways. And to me, it just always it always shouts out and screams, let's learn the Braille. Let's not worry about trying to read it or, you know, see it or strain the eyes. Let's learn the Braille. And mm-hmm. But I thank you so much, Chelsea. Is there anything else you want to add or say?
I just want to say thanks for having me. I have really enjoyed being on the podcast with you guys, and just, you know, it's been a pleasure. When you're determining the reading medium, it's so important that you know, don't focus on the vision, but instead work on the efficiency of yes. those visual and non-visual skills.
There you go. Well, thank you. And you have a great weekend, Chelsea.
Thanks.
And if you ever need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out.
And you as well, most definitely.
And thank you again. And tell Scott hello for me. And I'm looking forward to him appearing on our summer reading program as a weather spotter, how he's going to help kids be weather spotters this summer. I'm pretty excited about that.
It's going to be great. And I will definitely relay the message, and you have a great weekend as well.
You too, Chelsea. Thank you so much.
Thank you.